Alright guys, it's that time to get us from the ring with the greatest faction in podcast history, Jazz Freak Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Trasty.
And I am Nubby, the Amazing Turtle, who is the Rocket Pro Wrestling Co-GM.
And I am the LIM Champion, and as you heard last week, the Idol Killer, Pac-Man.
Who said Idol Killer?
Steve gave me that new nickname. I heard the show. I was out last week, but I still made sure I listened. So I am now Mr. Want to Know, the Idol Killer, the Podcast Papa. I love having all those nicknames. I'm like Chris Jericho, but not Canadian.
I just need Rian to bitch at you guys about your titles so you can stop saying it. R.I.P. Main Event Steve and Semi-Main Pac-Man.
I am Semi-Main Pac-Man. Oh, there you go. There you go. Look at that. Adding a whole bunch to that. Like it.
And I guess I could say still reigning, not so defending, Dark Match Pro Heavyweight Champion.
Fucking own it, brother.
Hell yeah.
Fucking
Since 2009. Take that, Roman Reigns.
I am acknowledging the tribal Nubby.
As you should.
I missed last week.
I don't. Because of my technical difficulties, which I might still have. We'll see. It's still jumping from medium to strong. I don't know what to do with that, so.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, we're fine. Okay.
I'll just go to my phone if I need to, but let's see.
Yeah, we'll be okay. Well, we got, okay, so we got covered the results from, ARW, which I hear is pretty big, pretty exciting stuff happened over there. What else happened? Super wrestlers. Yeah. And then this weekend we're going to have, CSW and Frontline. Before we do any of that, I want to remind you guys, this episode is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got them all. Go to CarterComics.com, fill up your cart with all their amazing products. Use the discount code FREAKNET, FREAKNET. You'll save 10% on your entire order. Now, this is real. This isn't like that shit stick thing that I keep hearing about. This is a real sponsorship, like real.
So, like, we actually get paid.
We actually get paid, yeah. I get money, yeah. A check comes through from fucking Dr. Doug every month. Camera already came through, so I can say stupid shit about him again until next month. Solid. Discount works not only at their website, but also on their eBay account as well. And if you're looking to save a little bit more money, if you buy more than one product, you'll get an additional 10% on top of our 10% discount, as well as free shipping on your order. So make sure you check out CarterComics.com and get all your graded or raw comic books. Speaking of stupid shit, Fourth Mother Box had their show, came out yesterday, listened to it, fantastic, as always. I really was getting into it when they were talking about the Batmans and Supermans and all that shit. But it was pretty cool what they said in the beginning, too. You know, they were excited about JFW coming on to their live show on March 22nd, which I'm excited to do. I guess there's going to be a spelling bee. I don't know. I guess that was mentioned. I'm on board 100%. I just watched Billy Madison, so I got some of the harder words like cheese and couch ready to go. I don't know what else we're going to talk about, but I'm really excited to do it.
Just know I'll be ready. I was the 7th grade first place champion. So we got a solid stack roster when it comes to that spelling bee.
Solid?
Solid. It's going to be pretty solid. STOLID. Stolid.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll say this on that show. I will give my take on their Batman situation that they talked about on this past episode.
There's a few things, and I know they brought up the whole idea about my belief on, like, aliens and shit like that, and I know they said that maybe that's something that we brought up and talked about. I do hope we do talk about Batman stuff, because I have my opinions of my own on it. And I was like, okay, well, you know, a lot of stuff they say, like, I can agree with some of it, I don't agree with a lot of it and everything. A lot of the DC movies I actually enjoy, some of them I really don't, and it's either because they're really boring or I just don't get them. We know how I am with Star Wars, so I am excited. I'm excited to go on to the fourth Mother Box. I'm really excited for, I guess the biggest reason is like, because I get to guest on a podcast. It doesn't have to be about wrestling. We talk about other things. I'm sure CM Punk will probably come up or some shit. I'm sure they're going to talk about Nubby's viral photo that's going around that apparently I'm not getting credit for, everyone else is, which is fine. It's okay. It's whatever.
But you did call it out, but
you did.
I did, but the thing is, like, and here's the thing, like, I don't want to take credit for it at all. Fourth Mother Box could have all the credit in the world because they did make it a profile picture. And I'm sure Tom is an intelligent man. He saw it, it's like, oh, this has got to be fucking funny for somebody. And it is. It's funny for everyone. Power Hour did it. We did it. Bill Shelley, I guess, doesn't understand the joke behind it. Whatever. That's fine, but it's a funny little thing that happened. So congratulations, Nubby. You are going viral for the second time, because now let's not forget, you do get credit for the hashtag dog thing. So
I do.
Yeah.
And let's just clear the, you know, the record here. Let's go on record that I was not stuck under the rope.
No, I was just knocked out.
I was collecting myself, and I did glance at Achilles, and I just stood there or laid there.
Oh, trust me, when I look at her, I go stupid too. So you're not the only person. Don't even fucking worry.
That was a stupid look on my face.
That's right. Usually people are like, hey, you gonna go see Koa's match? And I'm like, I'm gonna go see something in that match. It ain't fucking Koa.
So yeah. It could have been because of Achilles, or it could have been because I was knocked out. We'll never know.
Yeah, I'm assuming the drool was from Kaylee's.
I tend to drool sometimes, just randomly. Right. Like, you know how I bleed? It's
just like you bleed.
Randomly.
I am who I am.
I am who I am. I sometimes drool.
I do feel bad for Kyle, because Kyle believes that us coming on the show isn't going to bring a lot to the show. He thinks that we're going to come in and say some things, and it's not going to be clever. What he called, like, A material, which is fine. But I don't know whether, if one of you guys could do me a favor, Pac-Man, obviously you work with him, if you could check on him, or Nubby, send him a message, because clearly listening to this past show, there's definitely something wrong with Kyle, and it's kind of concerning to me. I know he pokes fun a lot about me not remembering things, and how he's surprised I remember things that were said on the show. But then he goes ahead and he forgets that they talked about the Superman signal on their last week's show. I was like, well, Kyle doesn't forget things. There's no way. But I had to go back and I listened to it. And he said, yeah. He's like, did we talk about this? Oh, I can't, you know, I didn't remember, blah, 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 blah. But even more alarming than that is he's college educated, right? He has a degree in something.
He comes from a highly educated university. Right?
So in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, well, this dude has to, you know, has intelligence to him. But then he's talking about the trench, the 7 mile deep Mariana Trench, or whatever you pronounce it and everything. And he's trying to express how deep this fucking thing is. He's all about like, whoa, 7 miles deep. So if you drive 70 miles an hour in 7 minutes, well, technically it's only 6 minutes. So his math was off. So it's alarming to me that, you know, he not only got the math wrong, but now he's forgetting things. And I'm fine with being called stupid, but if I'm being called stupid by somebody who's stupid, something's wrong here.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, Kyle's supposed to be the guy who's supposed to bring the clever and wittiness and the intelligence to the fucking podcast, and he kind of just dropped the ball this week. And it scares me. It scares me that maybe he really does believe I'm some kind of animated monster from some Disney movie. Like, maybe he's not, you know, mocking me because I sound like, you know, Roz. Maybe he really believes I am Roz. And in that case, he should probably get checked out. I am worried for him.
And at the very least, file his paperwork correctly for once.
Yeah. Idiot.
Better idiot.
Better idiot. What you can get at tpublic.com.
Along with this awesome nubby Pac-Man 24 t-shirt that I'm wearing if you're watching this on YouTube.
Right. Solid shirt, Pac-Man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for my royalties. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy.
But I am excited. March 22nd, we are going to be on a Fourth Mother Box Live. I'm not sure how they're going to record it yet. I know Tom mentioned something about Podbean. I'd recommend against it unless he already has Podbean, because to pay for it for the one-time thing would just make no sense. But yeah, reach out to me, buddy. I am here to help podcasts as much as I can. I like to see myself as a guy with some experience in it, so I could definitely try to help you the best way I can to make this a great show. I forgot all about it, so I'm glad he mentioned it again. I threw it in my calendar. And since we're on the topic of other podcasts and stuff like that, I'm not going to wait to the end. I'm going to make the announcement I mentioned on the Facebook page now, so it's done and out of the way. It's not a big announcement. I know I joked about being a huge announcement, but it's not really a huge announcement either. But it does pertain to YouTube. About a year or so ago, I did an interview with Ivan Manson, and we talked about his career, and we're talking about how there's so much to talk about that we need to get part two in there. I finally talked with Ivan, and that interview is happening in April. So following the Mr. Bill show, we're going to sit down, hammer out a date, and we're going to finally get the part two of his episode as and get that all well and good. That interview is going to exclusively be on YouTube. There's not going to be an audio release of it. It's only going to be on YouTube. So make sure you guys are following our YouTube channel, JFW Podcast, if you want to catch that. Because one of the cool things I was talking with Ivan about, and he really wants to do it, and I'm going to try it and see if it works. But I'm going to put a post out onto the JFW Podcast Facebook page to allow fans to submit questions to Ivan that we're going to ask on the podcast. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it works out. If it does, awesome. If not, I got a bunch of things I want to talk to him about anyways that we can go through. Not only that, I have an interview scheduled for this Thursday. Again, it's going to be a YouTube exclusive. It's not going to be an audio release. It's just going to be a straight-up video interview with C-Red. So I'm going to be able to sit down and talk with C-Red about his career. So make sure you guys are, again, subscribed to the YouTube channel, because I'm going to talk about C-Red with C-Red about his career, follow up with Ivan about some of his most memorable matches. And also this week, I'm going to sit down with a couple of the guys who are the, I don't know how to describe them, the guys who are really putting together this Mr. Bill tribute show for March 23rd. So realizing everything and not really thinking it all through, over the next 2.5 weeks, I'm going to have 3 JFW shows, a Power Hour show that I'm going to be on, the Fourth Mother Box show I'm going to be on, C-Red's interview, the Mr. Bill tribute interview, and also this freaking show. So I'm going to be pretty busy. But like I said, not a huge, huge announcement that's going to break the fucking world, but I think people are going to enjoy hearing about C-Red and his life and his career and everything like that. And I'm just really excited to actually finally sit down and do this with him. We talked about it. I think it was actually at his roast that we kind of like came up with this idea, and we're finally doing it. So I'm excited. I'm excited to do it. And yeah, that's my announcement.
Wait, you were at the roast?
C-Red? He was.
Oh, C-Red? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I had the best never speech mind. Ever.
I was there.
For some reason, I thought you meant Ivan, but it's fine.
I was not at Ivan's roast. No,
I was. No. I was camera guy.
I thought about going to his roast and everything. I just, that time, I was just busy with work and all that shit. This different job, different hours, but this job, I had a little more leeway. I really wanted to get to that that Power Hour Daddy Andy collaboration last Thursday, and I just couldn't make it there. But I guess it was a new wrestling company starting up?
Yes, it is Rabid Wrestling Entertainment, which will have a soft launch in July with more details to follow. For those listening, make sure you follow them at Rabid Wrestling Entertainment on Facebook so you can keep track of all the updates. It's Andy partnering up with Rabid Brewing to bring more wrestling to Homewood.
Gotcha. Is that a company that we're going to be talking about?
Yep, and I can cover it.
Yeah, babe.
I got you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm not adding more shit to my plate. I'm good, man. I got JFW this freaking show. I got another podcast starting up at the end of March. I got videos. Yeah, no, I'm not adding any more things.
I got you, man.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for that. You know, it's always cool to see a new wrestling company like actually start up and like move forward. I mean, I know a lot of people were like really excited like when DWA first started up and they first came to kick off. But I always thought they're going to be either not so much a monthly show, but an every other month show. And it's probably been about a year since we've had a DWA show. Maybe six months. You know, it's been a minute.
Last year, around this time.
I think the last one was it the Indiana Armory? I think that was the last show, or maybe there was one up north after that.
Oh, that one was like the ARW,
NWA
thing. Yeah, that was last summer.
Okay, was there one after that? Or was it the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay,
I mean, DWA is pretty much like out there with ARW, so
okay,
they're like a team.
Solid. It's always good to have teams. It's kind of like what did Shelley say on the power? It's kind of like Rocket Pro and Wrestle League, IPW, kind of like working together and shit. So, I like when companies can kind of work together. Again, with the Mr. Bill show, with SCW, POW, and CSW working together, I think that's just a benefit to everybody. You know, it's not everyone has to compete with everyone else, just if you work together and find common ground and understanding, mutual respect, and can put together great shows and everything. That's what's better for fucking business, you know. That's what we're doing here with, you know, this, you know, Just Freak Wrestling and the LIM and shit like that, you know, coming together and, you know, doing great things, you know. That's why White Girl Wasted sucks, because they're over there doing shit by themselves. You know, that's why fucking the Idolizers, who had that fucking one girl that...
Yeah, you never met her, right?
You never met her yet.
I don't think so.
I have to introduce you at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure she's lovely. But she did beat your ass in that promo battle, though, man. She did.
I did listen to your feedback, and I will give you my... This is how I'm going to go about this, sir. I'm going to give you my shoot answer to why I seemed a little off.
You're going to do it right now?
I'll do it right now.
You're going to do it right now on the show? You're going to shoot about it right now on the show?
I am.
Okay, perfect. Go for it. Shoot answer. Here we go.
And it's just real, real quick. Minutes before, I almost fell asleep in the middle of the Rocket Pro ring. That's it. I was half awake when we filmed that. It was not my best.
It was not.
It was not my best at all.
It was fucking embarrassing.
We'll get her next time.
Well, yeah, that's usually how wars work. Yeah, you know, they can have this one.
There were two battles of Bull Run. Oh, wait, I think the one side won both times. Anyway, bad example. Point being, it was not my best showing, and I will definitely... own that.
You gotta do better, brother.
I'm gonna do
Kyle would say.
That's what Kyle would. Kyle would even tell me that. Well, he would say that regardless. Which, by the way, I just want to say they were so proud of themselves and gave themselves so many pats on the backs at Fourth Mother Box for that little skit that they had last week regarding the LIM code. They thought, like, man, we own the LIM, dude. Let me just put it this way. About this time last year, Travis was saying far worse stuff about the LIM than you guys said. You guys didn't do shit. So, Kyle, in your words, you guys need to do better.
It is funny how he said that he's trying to really play it off that it wasn't him. We recognize the Mount Greenwood accent, trailer park trash. Southside trash, man. Come on.
Yeah. Now, to be honest, you knew it was him. At first, I didn't, and I can admit that.
Well, I've known him for so long that I can recognize that mousy-ass voice of his, so.
Yeah, well, because, like, when I was listening to him, and I was listening to the promo thing and everything, I was like, oh, fuck, like, because, again, I think I said this last week, you know, when they were talking about this fake product, I thought it was that stick thing that you shoved into the fucking toilet, and you press the button at the back, and it shoots CO2. So I thought they legit had an actual fucking sponsor. I was like, oh, fucking A, good for them, and then... You know, they go on to the show, and then I start listening to them more. I'm like, wait a minute. So I had to go back. And when I listened to the second time, I'm like, okay, that's totally fucking Kyle. Great fucking accent. Clever fucking shit. Oh, and he's pretty much talking like they're just shoving a ruler and stirring around the fucking shit. I don't know how the promo code LIM thing, I don't know what that has to do with JFW. So that didn't make sense to me when they said it this week. But... Yeah, just it was fucking clever. Kyle said something last week about us finally having the sponsors. Like, dude, I've had sponsors since I started this fucking podcasting 8 years ago. Some come and go, but I've always had sponsors. I encourage people to go out there and get sponsors for podcasts because you're always gonna find somebody willing to fucking pay some money for you to do something. You know, they're all out there.
I don't think they'll pay the fourth mother box as long as Kyle's part of it.
That's true. Well, I mean, if he's out here giving out poor math and, you know, being a hypocrite and doing the same things he's, you know, questioning me on doing, you know, it's, you know, and here's the thing. I don't want to fault Kyle for not remembering what he talked about on his own show just a week ago, because I do the same exact thing too. You know, we're all busy. We're all doing different things. Everything's so scatterbrained. I understand it. But Kyle did it too. And he can't sit there and question me when I do it if he's doing it. You know, we both.
Right.
Forgot something on the fourth mother box, but the difference is he's on the fourth mother box. Like, come on, Kyle. And then plus the math thing, I did that in my head while driving, and I'm a dumbass. Like, I am stupid as shit. And even I know, like, 7 minutes at 70 miles an hour is not 7 miles. Even I know that. Come on, Kyle. Do better.
Remember when you said that Kyle was holding Tom down and they didn't really believe it. Well, if you think about it, Kyle is holding Tom down on fourth mother box because Tom is actually succeeding with Jedi Talk and they don't have Kyle.
That's true.
Jedi Talk is doing some great things over there, but fourth mother box, yeah. They might just be shitting themselves.
Yeah, and also, when have we ever questioned any of their dick jokes? I thought we were just talking about their fucking fart jokes and shit. I don't remember ever once questioning anything about a dick joke over there.
Dude, I think they just want us to start questioning it.
Yeah.
I think that was just Kyle's poor attempt to make fun of us, that's all.
Maybe, and here's the thing, I enjoy some phallic humor. I'm okay with that, you know? It's okay, you know, it's like that. I mean, clearly, you know, Tom is still waiting for Kyle to have a comeback for me, you know, face down, ass up, you know, biting a pillow joke. And Kyle doesn't want to, you know, rebuke that or whatever the fuck the word is. He didn't use the word of the day this week, which I'm really fucking bothered about. I was really hoping to, you know, incorporate that into our show somehow, but whatever. But it's like, hey, man, it's like, I get it. You know, sometimes you just don't have a response for people. And I understand that, you know. After, again, you forgetting what you talked about last week and your poor math skills, I get it. And, I feel real bad poking fun at you now that I know you're just as dumb as I am. So welcome to my level, brother. Appreciate it.
But he's also not a better idiot because
he's not a better idiot.
This guy.
But if he wanted to be a better idiot, he could get the Better Idiot t-shirt at tpublic.com just by searching JFW.
And if you're so inclined, you could also support me and Nubby as we run for office or something with the Nubby Pac-Man 24. We do it for the fans, and that's what we do. And you can do it too on tpublic.com by buying the shirt.
You know why that shirt? Do you know why I made that shirt?
Because you have the Travis T and Dizzle J shirt, which is also on tpublic.com.
Yeah. I made that because I was tired of hearing you whine about the fact that me and Dizzle J had a shirt and you didn't.
I never said that.
What? Somebody, I posted in the message, like, oh, look, Dizzle J and Travis, do you have a shirt? I was like, I'll just make one too. But you know what? It turned out good. I liked it. I thought about putting Turtle on it, but I think the Nubby just makes it look better.
Right.
I think Nubby makes it look better.
I like it. I'll say this, though. The world ain't ready for Nubby and Pac-Man because I don't think they really want real change in this world. So this world ain't ready.
Yeah. What's the tagline at the bottom? I forget.
We do it for the fans.
That's true. That's right.
And I'm his vice president, so I guess that means ice cream for everyone. That's my goal.
Ice cream and Nubby, pizza stands.
And Nubby, if you die or you have to resign or what have you, or you get impeached, like, I'll take over.
Death is at the top.
Well, it's a potential thing in this coming thing. I'm a political scientist. I know these things.
If you die or have to resign. So basically, if you die or fail, here I am.
And giving so much hope to America.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So no pressure. We're counting on you, Nubby.
Hey, I don't think it matters the way this shit's going, the way this world's going. We might be better, but they ain't ready for it.
Right. Well, maybe in November we'll do a JFW election, and we'll have people actually vote on it, and we'll see what happens. So, for you listeners out there, again, yeah, the Nubby Pac-Man 2024 shirts and the Travis C. Dizzle J 2024 shirts are both available over at tpublic.com. Just got to search JFW. So, is there anything else about Fourth Mother Box you guys want to mention? Like I said, they had a solid show. You know, like I said, I mean, they really pushed this March 22nd show. And I am kind of excited for it. I like being a guest on a show so I don't have to do shit. Like, it's a really good fucking moment to do. I just really wish I didn't book all this shit in the next, like, 2.5 weeks. So
the one thing I will say to them, they want us to come into their house. Be careful what you wish for, Tom and Kyle. You just might get it.
Well, they are going to get it. We're going to be there.
Yeah, so they're going to get it. We're going to come through.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you putting in the same amount of effort you did with your Nani promo?
No. This is okay. A slightly higher effort.
Is it? Okay, gotcha.
Only, like, marginally higher.
Marginally, gotcha.
So that was the better idiot version than the promo.
So the promo was the idiot cut. This is the better idiot cut.
Yeah. Hey, they did mention Snyder cut. So this yesterday's show on the Fourth Mother Box, I didn't hear anything about the Double J cut, though.
So they are pretty clear that they're never going to release it.
That's what Tom said. It's never going to happen.
I was with Double J yesterday and Gabagool, and we were all talking about what exactly was being said on that show. I've said it time and time again. They're clearly hiding something. Maybe I'll just have to bring it up to them. Ask the interviewer some questions. I'm going to just do it. I'm just going to ask all the questions I have for the hosts that are inviting us into their home. Because remember, I forgot what I was going to say.
Crushing it. Fucking crushing it, bro. Fucking crushing it. God, yes. Fucking A.
Be careful what you wish for. You might get it.
Yeah. Oh, you're just going to go back to it? Fucking A game, bro. Oh, that was best.
See, my promo game's improving as we go on.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah, you are.
I just need my sunglasses, and then I can be like Steve and do it. Like, oh, Travis got it. Yeah!
I'm not doing that. Okay. Nubby, anything else you want to say to the Fourth Mother Box before we move on and talk about wrestling?
My final thought is Kyle sucks.
Treated.
That's right, Kyle, you suck. You know, I was kind of bummed. I haven't heard the sound bite for Kyle's a piece of shit, you know, quite some time.
He plays it on Jedi Talk mostly.
Oh, does he? Okay, yeah.
And Brad actually likes that one where you told him to kill himself. He laughs every time that Tom plays it.
I told someone to kill themselves?
Yeah, he told Kyle to kill himself.
Oh, did I? Oh, that's right, yeah. I did. Yeah, that's right. Fuck yeah, I did.
Vegas played a lot.
Oh, perfect. Which one's Brad? Is it the cargo pants and the lawn chair guy?
Well, it's not really. It's the pink shorts.
Pink shorts, okay. The one who started all this?
Yeah, the one that started all of it.
Thanks, Brad.
Way to go, Brad, getting us on another podcast. Yeah, Brad.
Bradley fucking Brad. Okay, cool. Let's talk about shows that happened last weekend, shows that are coming up. I guess I could ask, since you guys are both here and everything, anything Rocket Pro related you guys want to update on? Anything happen?
Nothing
yet.
As of yet, other than Damian Saint, you know, running his mouth as usual.
I didn't see that. He says he still got it.
yeah, because one move says you got it. He did a cold breaker. That's all you got.
Yeah. I did see Rocket Pro Wrestling did release Shamrock Showdown.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Came out this weekend, so if you guys haven't checked it out, make sure you do that. I gotta watch it through and shit. Just haven't yet. Okay, cool. So if nothing Rocket Pro related, I think we covered everything as far as what I wanted to make the announcement about. Like I said, just make sure you subscribe to YouTube, because I would love for you guys to check out those interviews, and it's gonna be an exclusive, and I'm gonna do more of them. I'm gonna find some more retired wrestlers and do some interviews with them and shit, and they're just going to be YouTube exclusives, because I don't need to add more, you know, shows and shit, you know, to our yearly thing. We're fine over here with doing that, you know, so.
Yeah.
Pac-Man, yeah. Anything? Yeah! Anything LIM related? Nothing? Anything?
Nothing LIM related. I retained the LIM title against Double J last night. Ergo, I still have the belt. It was a 3-3 draw on the beers, which will actually... That title defense will actually be shown on a special Lovely Intoxicated vlog that we'll be releasing at the end of the month, because we'll be going to a lot more shows this month. So we're going to be traveling around. We'll be at Mr. Bill. We'll be at IPW. I'll be at Monday Night Raw. So I will be releasing a vlog towards the end of the month with all of our adventures.
I'll
fill some time before the next Rocket Pro show.
So you got your tickets for Bill, for the Mr. Bill show?
I got that. Me and Gabagoo will be in the house.
Awesome, yeah. If you guys haven't yet, make sure you go to MrBillClassic.com. You can get your tickets through there, and I believe they have the link to the hotel as well that they're partnering up with on the show. I recommend, if you are going to go and you're going to have a good time, definitely get the hotel, because there is an after party afterwards that people are invited to go to, and I believe it's called Flanagan's Pub. I think it's in the downstairs of the Majestic. We'll go through all this when I sit down with the guys and talk about it on an episode later on this week. We're recording tomorrow, but I'll probably release it later on in the week. But yeah, go to MrBillClassic.com, get your tickets. I believe front row, third level, and something else is already sold out. The VIP tickets, I think.
Tables.
Yeah, the tables. VIP, I believe, where you and Gabagoo are sitting up on the stage. I believe there's about 20 of those tickets left. General admission is still available, but running out as well. Second row, I believe, is still available. And I think the second balcony is still available, but there's only like maybe a total of 100 something tickets left, I think. Don't quote me on that, because I don't know the exact numbers. But you know what? It's turned out to be a really good show. You know, I really gotta, you know, get together the high voltage card. I should probably do that.
Yep.
Yeah, I should probably get that figured out. It's a process. I got my own shit I gotta do. Come on now. I mean, I value my job.
You are job.
No, don't do that shit.
Okay. Thought it would work.
No.
It did not.
No, I can say it to you because you believe that shit. I do not.
I believe I am job, in fact.
I'm sorry. If you live here for 40-something fucking years, you'd be able to throw a fucking am in there somewhere. I am H. I don't know. Like, somebody talk. Somebody else fucking talk. Anybody. What you guys
rock, paper, scissors, nubby?
Let's go in order. Why not? Plus, I'm excited. I'm really excited to make the talk about this.
I'm excited to hear about ARW because I know of the one big thing, which I think we're all going to find enjoyment in, happened. Let's talk about ARW because I really do kind of want us to talk about the big, like, six-man tag moment. Because a lot of shit happened that was posted.
It's funny because I'm just going to start with that because I want to go in hot, you know? And I'm just so excited. So we had
man. It's your tits, man.
My tits, yeah.
Your tits.
So
I'm also talking about Turtle Indie Talk, not
I do that. I do that.
Like some old men on the fucking internet do, you weirdos.
Yeah. Who talks about boobs?
Fucking weirdos.
Boobs.
Fucking so we
men.
Had
old men who think they're funny.
Yeah.
With AJ style hair. But whatever. ARW, bro. What happened?
ARW had this past Saturday their show Zero Dawn. And we're going to start out hot with the Family's Rules match.
Sorry, I'm making fun of Pac-Man while you're talking.
Where all the titles which includes the tag team titles and the NXT titles, which were held by the Workhorses. Now, notice I said were held.
That's right.
Because it was the Family Prospects No More, I should say, as Muggsy James, Michael Morris, and Jay City, or J.C. Manson, defeated the Workhorses to become the NXT champion and the tag team champions. Now, I should be specific. Muggsy is the Indiana State champion, and Michael Morris and Jay City are the tag team champions. And boy, that match was nuts.
I saw
clips.
Yeah, I saw some clips on social media about it. I'm assuming ARW may actually have them up by now. They get their show up pretty quick. So maybe already, or at least by this week, it should be up. But the first time I heard that the title change happened, it was actually a post by, I want to say it was maybe Evans or Evan. Who's the dark haired workhorse?
Wade Evans.
Something about his bag being like a lighter or some shit. And at first I thought, oh God, somebody's stealing fucking merch again. What the fuck's happening? But then I realized they lost the title. And then I saw the clip of, Muggsy's fiance slapping the shit out of fucking Evans.
Uh huh.
And I was like, fucking beautiful. You know, it's like, it's everything every fan wants to do. That shouldn't do, by the way. As I stated last week and every time, do not do what she did. Fans do not jump up on that fucking ring. Chet. Do not go up under the ring and touch fucking wrestlers and shit. That she has had a special circumstance because she's getting engaged to a fucking professional wrestler, and the workhorse is a dog shit. I think it's fantastic. I did like the post that Charlie put up. Obviously stating like you just said, they're no longer prospects; they're full members of the Family now. And he did give respect to the workhorses. Which here's the thing. As in-ring competitors, I do have respect for what the workhorses have started to become. They do get progressively better. Just like anyone else in the ring, you get progressively better. But their attitude is dog shit. They think that they're the greatest fucking thing in the world. For some reason, IPW gave them appreciation. No, I'm sorry, ARW gave them appreciation night.
Well, I think IPW did too.
I thought IPW did something. I just can't remember if it was an appreciation night or they were just hosts or whatever the fuck.
They did the one-year anniversary of their trios title reign, and I got a cupcake.
Oh, chocolate or vanilla?
It was chocolate.
Solid. Good choice.
Delicious.
These companies are giving them these, like, celebrations and acknowledgments and everything, which is all well and good, but if you're not humbled by them, then you're just fucking, egotistical, and it just comes back to bite you in the ass. And well, look what happened at their 1 year anniversary. They lost the trios titles. What happened, a month after their appreciation night, they lost their tag team titles. So maybe humble yourself a little bit, you know, and realize that, you know, Nubby, you know, you lost your title. You know how what humble's being like. Uh-huh. Too soon? Too soon?
Sure.
But congratulations to them. Now, my biggest question is it still Muggsy James or now is it Muggsy Manson? Like, is the name change have to be a thing once you become a member?
I don't know. Did Braun the Lumberjack become Braun Manson?
Good point. So maybe he doesn't have to. I just always think if you're going to be part of the Manson family, you got to change the last name to Manson. Just seems better, you know?
Muggsy James Manson, maybe. MJM.
Ah, that's too much. You gotta go Eminem. Muggsy Manson.
But then he can't. Oh, yeah. But then Michael Morris. Michael Manson. Morris Manson.
Yeah.
Turtle Manson. I mean, no. What?
Nubby Manson.
Oh.
What?
Piaxon.
Pac Manson.
Paxton.
Paxton.
Fuck yeah. But, dude, and that's awesome, man. It's obviously, these prospects have been trying to make a name for themselves for, God, what, ever since Ivan made his farewell speech. You know what, Black and Blue last year, I think, not last year, but the year before, when they brought in the first official prospects. So you're looking at, like, almost a year and a half of these prospects coming in and trying to make a name for themselves, and then it finally fucking happened. And I think it's cool. Like I said, I love Muggsy James. He's one of my favorite, you know, up and coming dudes. I prefer him wrestling in the gear that he wore this past weekend, which is his jeans and a t-shirt and shit. I think because that's the first time I saw him at IPW was wearing the jeans and shit. Because I think he was in a street fight. I don't remember who it was. I want to say it was Dalton, but I don't think that's right.
It might have been Nick Diamond.
Yes,
it was Nick Diamond.
It was, yeah. It was Nick Diamond and him in that street fight or hardcore match, whatever you want to call it. I think that just brings out more of his personality. I think that is his personality, is the jeans and t-shirt and all that shit, the sleeveless shirt. I don't know a lot about the other two dudes. I know a lot about Muggsy because I kind of follow more of his shit. And when he made that post about the longest reigning 3-time SCW heavyweight champion, Max Holiday, I was like, exactly, this guy fucking gets it. Find a role model and stick to it, and that's a fucking solid role model. No, is the longest reigning 3-time SCW heavyweight champion, my best friend for life, Max Holiday.
So one video is up there, but it's not a match. It's actually a segment of something that did happen. Okay. But maybe I'll play that after I run through the card, because that might be a big thing, and that could be the main event.
Works.
Cool. So Cult Classic defeated the Mash Brothers. I'm sure there were some shenanigans, but then against the Mash Brothers, they probably drank themselves to death anyway. All that moonshine. Unfortunately, Eric Schultz defeated Danger Mask. Quinn Whittick took on James Hurley and got the win. Matt Creed took on Machine and he got the win as well.
Matt Creed is the Youth Gone Wild guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
The one that's not Tom Heisman.
That makes sense.
I just went total Pac-Man on you.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, I'm Pac-Man.
At least you guys aren't matching your hairstyles and shit right now, so salad.
One day.
One day we'll get back to the coordination. But, Travis, you got too smart to our planning and scheming, so we had to, like, throw you off for a loop.
Go ahead, Nubby. Are you fucking kidding me?
Aren't you glad I'm back?
So, Dave Allen defeated Jake O'Neill. Donovan Ruiz, who wants to be called Marcellus, defeated Brendan Bowling. I wish someone would kick that motherfucker in the face, because I'm sick of his baby gap wearing ugly ass face.
Treated.
And then Nick Diamond retained his ARW Heavyweight Championship over James Creed and JPH. Now, a development apparently happened after the show where James Creed was on the phone with somebody, I guess a future partner, to take on Nick Diamond and Eric Schultz. I want to say next month, but I'm not 100%. Ended up being Greg Glover, who he was talking to.
So I saw the video of him, you know, being outside on FaceTime and shit like that, and I saw obviously the camera panned over to the phone itself, and I was looking at the dude, I'm like, how the fuck do I know that dude? And that was, like, he made his return against Cutler, right?
Yeah, I believe so,
Before
Cutler left.
Yeah, it's like, it was, I know, like, I think he made, like, an ARW return, and Cutler defended his title against him and shit, and I was like, I think I know that fucking dude, like, and, but now that you say the name, it makes perfect sense, because they didn't put his name in the post and shit when they showed it up, and so do you know what happened in the match that cost Diamond?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm sure
Schultz got involved.
I'm pretty sure Schultz got involved, maybe Willie. Last time, I believe we saw Greg Glover's when he got kicked in the nuts by Marcellus, so.
That sounds right.
I mean, what a partner to pick, and or somebody to, you know, have on your back here, in your corner as a partner, so.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is like, when you listen to the phone call, and it kind of goes back to my whole thing about Gunnar Brave and Shaq Jordan teaming with Koa. It's like, yeah, they're gonna be your partner, but it's like he says in the call, he's gonna be looking at the title. You know, he's gunning for that championship, so he's willing to help out Creed. But they're not really friends going into this,
right? Yeah. And I believe when Creed had the title the first time, when he had the title recently, I guess was it? Yeah. Greg Glover was his first title defense, I believe.
I think that's right, yeah.
And it happened at their school. So.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's cool that he found somebody, but at the same time, it's not really, I'm not saying that, you know, he's not a trusting guy, but when your focal point is that championship, you know, all this shit is second, you know, you're not going to really put yourself in harm's way and, you know, hurt yourself to prevent yourself from becoming champion. So we'll see if, you know, he does help out, but realistically, like, I think a tag team match is not going to do anything for your title opportunities and shit. I'm sure right now it's just retribution against what I'm assuming it was interference by Schultz. You know better than anyone that he likes to do that shit.
Uh-huh.
It's weird, you know, granted he's the longest reigning Northland champion and everything, but everywhere else he goes, he's like second fiddle to champions. Freiburg is High Voltage. Michael as RPW champion. Diamond as ARW. He always seems to be the the lackey or sidekick to champions. And he really has to step out of those fucking shadows and be that Northland champion everyone claims him to be.
Yep.
And isn't he the lawyer for general manager TJ Steele in CSW?
Yes.
Another example.
Look at Eric. God, dude. Eric gets everywhere, brother. I don't know anyone else who wrestles as many places as fucking Glover does. Or no, I'm sorry, not Glover, Schultz. Schultz fucking
Schultz is everywhere.
Dude's everywhere, yeah.
And he's everybody's bitch, except at Northland. So.
That's true, because he's the longest reigning champion at Northland.
He's his own bitch at Northland.
He's his own bitch at Northland.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will just say that the title of this is called Ivan Manson Quits Commentary and Attacks Joey Boom Boom.
Really?
I guess I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
See if I can turn this volume up.
Yeah, let's hear this shit.
Maybe I can put it on the screen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Please tell me he quits. If I heard that right, I don't know what he meant by that.
What's going on, guys? I just want to tell you that I'm coming back.
Wait a second. Hold on. Wait.
And you know what? Hell is coming with me.
I like his theme, by the way. Just gotta say that.
Dude, the moment I heard that fucking kick off, I'm like, here comes Pac-Man saying something stupid. So is he back solo, or is he thinking, you know, back with the family, or what's he doing?
I've heard rumors of something, maybe, but I don't wanna say right now. I don't wanna let the cat out of the bag. Rumblings I've heard, but maybe off the air.
Well, look, you know what? It's a question I could ask him when I interview him next month.
How about that?
Yeah. It's just good to know that when I interviewed him last time, it was coming to the end of his career, and now I get to interview him for a second time about restarting his career. Oh, JFW. Really, really right fucking there. Solid. Dude, I mean, poor Joey Boom Boom, but... I mean, it's Ivan. It's kind of like, what does Rion say, Pac-Man?
How do you want me to go about this?
No, the other thing.
Do you want a work answer or a shoot answer?
No, the other thing.
It give you what you want, but there's always a catch.
Oh, always a catch. Always.
Always a catch. Perfect.
I was going to get there eventually.
You were. Yeah, you're running out of them.
Yeah.
The big three, man. I love Ivan. I think he's an incredible fucking guy, talent-wise, and I've had conversations with him out of the ring. I was invited onto his boat, and I'm going to be doing that this summer. I mean, I don't know what Boom Boom did to deserve it, but I'm assuming Boom Boom did something to deserve it. You know, Ivan doesn't do anything just to fucking do it.
I don't think it was really because of Boom Boom per se. I think just it's the way to do it. I mean, you want to go after somebody that's up there that's important, right? You want to send a message while you go to the top guy.
And it sense, yeah.
The owner.
Yeah.
Kind of like in, war. You go after the leader most of the time.
Hear that, Pac-Man?
I did, but it wasn't. I was half awake.
Yeah, next time do it well rested, buddy.
Yeah, I should have fallen asleep.
Yeah,
in that yeah. Should have fallen asleep in that rig. It was comfy.
Oh,
turnbuckle, God. Bottom turnbuckle as my pillow. What a life!
Oh, welcome back to Wrestling Ivan Manson. Fuck.
I know all about that bottom turnbuckle.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued on what Ivan's got planned. Is he with the family? Is he not? Who knows?
Well, you can tune in to YouTube in May and listen to the interview. Find out yourself.
Maybe I'll ask him on the 23rd.
There you go, too, yeah.
JFW exclusive.
That's right. That's still a thing. Any exclusive at Super Wrestler?
That I did not get, yeah.
Of course you did, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's not an LIM thing. Yeah, my bad. I forgot.
Well, speaking I did not of get. The Super Wrestlers.
Yes.
Man, what happened?
I was at Shadows of the Super Wrestlers last night, and the first match of the show was Vlad Blatter taking on Rydal for the prize. Now, if you remember from last month, or several months ago, back in December, Rydal defeated Shogun for the prize after a distraction from somebody that was claiming to be Catalyst Tambor, but was actually a time shadow of Shogun. So Rydal was able to retain the prize against Vlad Blatter. However, real interesting part of this match, and I must stress, this is probably the craziest Super Wrestlers that has ever happened. Mid-match, a full moon came out, and Vlad Blatter Team Vampire became Vlad Blatter Team Werewolf. And we knew this, one, because he was a werewolf, and two, when presented with a cross, it didn't affect Vlad at all.
What?
He's now a vampire werewolf hybrid.
I don't think that exists. I call bullshit.
It happened. I saw it with my own eyes. Gabagool will vouch. He was there.
Fucking Gabagool. He was messaging me during that show.
He was messaging me too.
Oh, look, it's your best friend. And I was like, yeah, I know. You should get a good one too. Like, he's sitting right next to me. He's sitting right here to my right. I'm like, wrong side, bro. Whatever. Okay, so now they got a vampire who's now a werewolf.
Right.
Who's more terrifying? Your opinion. Who's werewolf or vampire? What's more terrifying?
I think the werewolf, because we've seen what Vlad Blatter... Are you talking generally, or...
Just generally, yeah. I'm not generally? Talking about Vlad Blatter. No, yeah, just generally. Werewolf or vampire? What's more scary?
I mean, werewolf. Easy.
Yeah. Nubby?
Werewolf can bite you, but I don't think you turn into anything, do you?
You can. I think you have to be like an alpha kind of thing. But it just really depends. I mean, like, because, I mean, obviously you need a full moon to be attacked by a werewolf. Or right. You need to be in, you know, at nighttime to be attacked by a vampire. So, I mean, I guess it really just depends on, you know, night happens more often than full moon. So you're more likely to come across a vampire than a werewolf. But also with vampires, a lot of them, they don't change people. Sometimes they just drain them. So... It really, I guess it really just depends on what their motive is. And obviously all my information is coming from Twilight and Supernatural. So, I mean, but, and I guess some long chaining movies from back in the day. But I don't know, I got to go vampire. I think vampires are far scarier than werewolves.
I'm going with vampire.
Vampire, same.
I'm going to go with werewolf.
See, once again, you lost.
See that?
Those two sides, he chose me. You fucking loser.
I did my best, okay?
Tom, do me a favor and make a soundbite of me calling Pac-Man a fucking loser, because that was solid.
Nice pat on the back.
That's right, buddy.
So after the match, Billy Wack mentioned Shogun and Ryor.
Wait, real quick.
Yes. Real quick.
Is he called Billy Wack at Super Wrestlers, he called Billy of Whack. Like, is Billy of Whack
so
just a Steve thing?
From the Crosternia side of it, like Rydal and Ryor, they call him Billy of the Whack.
Okay.
But he is Billy Whack.
Gotcha. I do got to make it to these, but they don't post these up on YouTube or anything, right?
They don't. There's, like, little clips that show up of, like, highlights of what happened when they start promoting the next shows, but...
Mm.
Usually it's just those clips.
Gotcha. It's not on IWTV?
It's not.
Ooh, it should be.
But he mentioned to Rydal that Shogun and Ryar were coming for him. The prize he was willing to put on the line if Ryar and Shogun could beat General Luxem and Callus. two people that he was able to bring in from Cross-Turnia. If Shogun...
Callus?
Callus.
The hot girl with Koa?
No, not... That's Kalis.
Oh.
But yeah, so if they were to lose later in the show, Shogun's not going to be able to challenge for the prize anymore, and Ryar will be banned from Cross-Turnia. So that's the main event.
Okay.
Next, we have Danger Mask going up against U.S. A-Hole. U.S. A-Hole came out with Alopecia the Eagle and Horatio, his new eagle. Danger Mask won with what can only be described as the greatest shooting star press I've ever seen live.
Now, is this the same Danger Mask from ARW?
Yes.
Okay.
It blew my mind. It was fantastic. Now, no one was able to tell Pubic Moose his match. Nobody wanted to tell him. And the Hot Potato Championship, which can talk to Pubic Moose, kept telling him, like, you're not getting rid of me, you're stuck with me, and kept taunting Pubic Moose. Now, Destructo, who I would have to assume is J.R. Lindsay's favorite wrestler in that he stole Business Puppy at the last show.
My God. Nobody, they're stealing your shit, bro.
Whatever.
Took on Rad.
We saw the hashtag went so well, like, we gotta do this shit.
Well, that was in December when Madam Shatter and Destructo abducted Business Puppy. So this was
so this
free.
Is something that happened, gotcha. Couldn't
right.
just give it to Nubby, huh? Couldn't just let him have it.
I know. Nope.
God.
But they faced Rad Blackbeard, the Porch Pirate. Now, in last show, when he faced, when Porch Pirate faced Vlad Blatter, Vlad Blatter bit the Porch Pirate on his neck. Now, Porch Pirate reacted to the cross and was bleeding. Destructo did win that match, but we have a Vampirate now in Super Wrestlers. And then we had the match of the night, Pubic Moose versus a newcomer, which, as Billy of the Whack said, every month that Pubic Moose isn't able to win a match, he's going to face a new super wrestler. And this month, it was the debut of Delay Mignon, the world's slowest wrestling chef. Delay Mignon.
No, I heard that part. The slowest moving wrestling chef?
The slowest chef.
What does that fucking mean?
It means he's very slow when it comes to chefing. That's what I was able to gather. And he almost had a count out victory. Mr. Pubic Moose had a, because Delay Mignon had to leave the match at one point to check on some burgers that were cooking in the back. And because the match went on a little too long, the burgers got burnt, and that lit a fire under him, and Delay Mignon defeated Pubic Moose, and Pubic Moose still remains the Hot Potato Champion of the Super Wrestlers.
For those of you who are out there listening, this shit's real.
This is real.
This isn't some make-believe bullshit. This is actually happening out there at a music hall up in Chicago. Shit's real.
Milwaukee and Armitage.
There we go. That yep. is really happening. Shit's fucking real.
You know what? I am glad that Billy mentioned on the Power Hour the parking situation. Because one of my biggest worries about not going, about going there is worrying about trying to find parking and pay for parking and all this other bullshit. So knowing that they have a lot of parking available and it doesn't cost anything.
About that, it was $10.
Well, I'm not gone.
Yeah, that was kind of a shock to all.
Yeah!
Yeah! But it wasn't, it was free last year, but they added a little booth going into that lot. Monsters.
Well, if Chicago. I go to the next one. Yeah, fucking Chicago. If I go to the next one, then maybe I'll just drive with Steve or some shit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah! Now, Jordan Cross approached Ryor backstage about why he saved him at the last show. Now, Ryor simply responded that yesterday's boy is tomorrow's king, and he's got to stop, he's got to get ready to move on from feeding his steed. So something along those lines, which led to a lot of feed the steed chants. Now, Jordan Cross faced a familiar magical man from Mokina in Nolan the fucking Wizard. And best way I could describe how this match ended was Nolan defeated Jordan Cross by way of using magic.
What did he do?
So he at some point had his hands glowing this like reddish color. And whatever spell he was conjuring up made Jordan Cross freeze in his steps. And that, by freezing him, allowed him to hit his signature code breaker for the 1-2-3.
Am I wrong to think that if his hand was glowing anything, it should have been green?
It could have been. It would have made sense.
Well, if we know Nolan... How we know Nolan,
the fucking wizard,
is red. It makes sense that it's red.
I just fucking,
even C Red saw the red.
I'm done. Never in my mind do I imagine Nolan being in a ring with glowing red fucking hands, but
this shit's real, people. This actually happened. This really happened. This isn't an acid trip that Pac-Man's going down. This shit's real. So, yeah.
It's real. It could have been an acid trip. Anyway.
Sounds like it.
It feels like it. But it's not. Then we had the main event, which was General Luxem and Callus, which the crowd started calling Phallus, going up against Shogun and Ryor. Now, General Luxem was trying so hard to keep his military beret on his head the whole match, kept falling off, and at one point, Shogun decided to take it upon himself to just wear the hat. So Shogun wrestled in a beret for a good chunk of the match.
Was it a raspberry beret?
It was, that sounds delicious, but it was not.
It's a Prince song.
Oh. But raspberries are delicious. They're full of fiber.
They are.
But the Cross Turnia Army, this new stable that Rydal has seemed to put together to help him maintain the prize, defeated Shogun. And Jordan Cross came out to defend Ryor and Shogun as they were starting to get beat down. And then it was announced that Jordan Cross will be facing Rydal at the next Super Wrestlers Show, Super Wrestlers 5, which will be on June 9th. And for those wondering, there is an early bird sale that I took advantage of today, $15 for general admission. Don't know when it ends, but if you're looking to go and see what exactly the hell I'm talking about, and if you want to see that I'm not making this shit up, $15 will get you in the door. You're going to want to get those tickets soon.
Yeah, it's definitely a show I'm interested in watching. And Monday evenings are a little bit difficult, but it's probably one I could probably risk maybe taking a Monday off and really enjoying the night out with it. One thing I do want to disagree with that Billy mentioned on the Power Hour last week, he also said that because Super Wrestlers happens in a universe of its own that is different, that, you know, they, you know, it's not here, it's somewhere else. It makes you think, you know, no one else does it, no one else can be around. You know, Rocket Pro claims to be from a different galaxy, too. So, I mean, couldn't Rocket Pro and Super Wrestlers do some shit together?
Yeah, but they're different galaxies.
But even universes. But even then, we'd have to question if there was a Super Wrestlers Rocket Pro Super Shell, would Bill Shelley go to that?
Who cares?
I do. I want to know these things.
Bill Shelley.
Bill Shelley.
No, pass. Never mind. I'm good. I'm good. I don't know him well enough. I'm good. Solid fucking dude. Real, real good guy. Real fucking solid dude.
Yeah!
I do think Bill Shelley would go to it. Yes, I think so too. Yes. I think if Billy Wack makes a return to Joliet, where Blitz, you know, started, and brought some super wrestlers, I think Bill Shelley would be a fool not to be there. He may have a hard time getting through the door because it would probably be the packedest it would have ever been. But, some of those Rocket Bowl shows came close to that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they got to the point where they had to start turning away people yet, but they do get close from time to time. But, I mean, hey, you know, it's always an option, you know? If you guys are listening to this and you don't believe anything you're fucking hearing and you're thinking we're making it up, it's not. It's just real. It's at Super Wrestlers. June 9th, you said the next one was?
June 9th, yes.
Yeah. Just look up Super Night of Super Wrestlers on Facebook and I'm sure you'll find it. Bubba, you gonna go to that?
I'm thinking about it. I mean, bowling will be done, so.
Yay! We get all of JFW there.
Yeah, there's no IPW show that day either, so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Yeah, I may have to figure out some shit. I know Steve said that he doesn't mind driving me to shit. I know he offered me a ride up the front line. That's just too much of a hike to do that in one night. Oh, fuck no. But you know what? That Super Wrestlers, yeah, I could probably do that. I might go to that.
Oh.
All right. I could say Super Shelly, like Bill Shelley too.
Well, that's a good line, though.
It's not.
It's a pretty good line.
When the owner of the company has to wonder if he's going to make it or not, that's a problem.
Hey, it's like how LeBron James had that whole thing on ESPN where he's like, what do I do? And then he went to the Miami Heat. But it's Miami Heat, so you barely feel
fuck
it.
Fuck LeBron.
Fuck LeBron, but not the same thing at all. Not the same thing at all. Not the same thing.
It's like if there's a meeting of the Campfire Girls, right? And you need to break it up, and you hate to break up that meeting of the Campfire Girls. And you kind of question if you are going to or you're not going to.
Nubby, this Friday, CSW has a show. Let's talk about it.
They do have a show. And, hey, I am rocking my CSW hoodie.
Solid.
I pretty much have a hoodie for almost every company I work for. So I wear the respective hoodie for that show.
Yeah, is that a front zip up hoodie too?
It is.
Those are the best hoodies. I hate pullover hoodies.
I've grown to like pullovers if I know I'm gonna wear it all day.
Yeah. See, I don't like it because like as I'm pulling it over and shit, it feels like I'm birthing myself. Pac-Man's mom gets it. And I don't want to have to relive those moments.
You lost him.
I know. Thank God he's muted because I don't need to hear him fucking giggle like a bitch right now. Look at him. Look at him. He's got a stroke out.
He's good turning red.
You good, buddy?
He's redder than the shirt.
Hey!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I just gotta say, and thank you for Fourth Motherbox acknowledging the fact that Pac-Man's mom made a post about me, and she probably used the three most sexy fucking photos I've ever taken of myself, including the one where it's like straight up tank top and fucking like, as they quote on Psych, stern bush, just fucking high angled. Perfect. Solid.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They also called our show JFIW again.
That's Steve's fucking fault, first of all. The fact that Steve did that shit. Oh, yeah. I'm not even explaining that for the third fucking time in my life.
It's so dumb that I can't even say it. And I'm used to saying dumb shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's like me going around saying, like, oh, yeah, I listened to the Four Mother Box.
We should call it that as revenge.
The Four Mother Box?
Yes.
There we go.
Can you guys believe that we're going to be on the Four Mother Box? There's four of them. It's going to be live.
I'm just super excited for all of us to jump on the live show of the Four Mother Box on March 22nd to hang out with Tom and his idiot friend.
W, are you excited for the Four Mother Box?
You enjoy the Four Mother Box?
I can't wait for the Four Mother Box.
I cannot wait for the Four Mother Box.
Yeah!
You know what I can't wait for?
What's that?
CSW over like Clover.
Nice segue.
I like that.
I tend to do things like that. It is this Friday.
It's what I do. I make segues and bleed.
And drool, apparently.
Three superpowers: drooling, bleeding, segues.
That belongs on a shirt.
Coming soon. I'm gonna put you. I'm gonna get a picture of you on a segue, just fucking rolling across the fucking shirt.
Bleeding and drooling.
I'm gonna put you. Okay, so the front of the shirt is you on a segue, and in the back of the shirt is you crashing the segue and just bleeding everywhere.
Merchandising.
Fucking A. CSW over like Clover this Friday, March the 15th, 9757 Pacific Avenue in Franklin Park, Illinois. Front row, sold out, no doubt. Always happens. Sorry, Charlie. Assuming your name is Charlie. Or George.
Just out there rhyming shit now, huh?
Yep.
Sold out, no doubt. Sorry, Charlie. Solid. Crushing it.
General admission is $25. So there's that. We are recording for IWTV. So, and they've been getting up there pretty quick. So, if you can't be there, you check it out on IWTV Live. Sometime after it's recorded.
Yeah.
All right. For the CSW heavyweight title, it is Conan Lycan, the champion, versus Speedball Mike Bailey. In an intergender match, we have Heather Reckless taking on Gringo Loco. That should be fun. A women's scramble for the women's championship. We have Shelly Benson, the champion, taking on Sky Blue, Amina Belmont, Maggie Lee, and Beta Scott.
Is this Sky's like third show in a row for CSW?
Yeah.
God, good for her finding time to do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Schedules are kind of working out so far.
Yeah. Good to her. Yeah, that's awesome. Because I know one of the biggest concerns was if she was even going to be around anymore because of CSW. And obviously she wasn't for an extended period of time, but that's awesome. And I think you answered this question before. She is working her new gimmick, right? It's not the old Sky Blue. Gotcha. Awesome.
Right. I heard a rumor that she was in the crowd Super Wrestlers.
Ooh.
I heard a rumor.
Thank God they didn't tell Pac-Man.
She didn't. She may have gone to that.
Shut up, idiot.
She may have gone to that.
better, idiot.
Shut up.
Well, yeah,
T-shirt available on tpublic.com.
Shelly Benson's got a big title defense, probably one of the biggest ones she's had so far. And with Amina Belmont attacked her last month, so we know there's something brewing there.
Yeah, obviously, we all know. No secret, my memory is shit. Are these the four women that were in the tag team match together?
Minus Mr. Kate.
Okay.
And Veda Scott.
Okay, so.
So the really.
So the answer is no.
Well, two of them were in the
tag match. Yeah. I just, for some reason, I was trying to remember what the tag team match was on CSW, and I thought it was these four, because it's a fatal four-way for the women's match, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's a five-way.
Oh, five-way, perfect.
So it was Sky Blue and, who was it? Oh, Heather Reckless against, Mr. Kate and Maggie Lee last month.
That's what it was, yeah.
So two of the four are in this match.
Gotcha.
Then we got Quintero taking on Workhorse Jake Parnell. Warhorse. I'll never get used to saying.
Yeah, Warhorse. No, I do it every time too, and I want to say his name.
I think I'll just start saying Jake Parnell because I don't want to accidentally say Workhorse and think about those idiots.
Well, he officially doesn't go by Warhorse anymore, right? He's just announced as Jake Parnell?
He's Warhorse Jake Parnell.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought he dropped the whole moniker completely, but okay. Gotcha.
He kept the name, changed the gimmick.
And who's he facing again?
Rafael Quintero.
Quintero, okay. Gotcha.
Who actually, I believe, is supposed to be at the Mr. Bill show. In a single
Sounds familiar.
Against Iniesta, I believe. Could be wrong, but I heard that rumor.
Rumor has it she's in the wrong time.
For the Metro title, speaking of Iniesta, Iniesta, the champion, will be taking on Miss Kate. Now, it's been confirmed, I believe, that Iniesta was one of the ones that attacked Miss Kate a few months ago. Mr. Kate was on a big investigation to find out who attacked her. And she found out one of them was Iniesta. I can maybe guess that the others were other brass holes, but who knows? Then in a trios tag match, we've got the Haykeepers, Tupu, Marston, and Boucher, taking on Cypher, Adam Stallion, and it wouldn't be a March show without Swaggo. Former WWE talent, Hornswoggle.
I was wondering if you're going to mention him, man.
I was getting there.
I was, you know, and because the two guys I think that you absolutely need on this show. What is he doing?
I'm excited for Hornswoggle.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't work it in.
You I'm good very now?
Yeah, I'm good. I just wanted to do that.
Well, put it back on.
Okay.
Now dance for me. Okay. The two people that I assume that CSW cannot have a St. Patrick's Day themed show, you need Swaggle and you need Sean Mulligan.
Well, I mean, there's still more matches to be announced, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're right, we could have Sean Mulligan.
How long has it been since Mulligan's been on CSW? It's been a minute, right?
Yeah. It's only been a few months, maybe.
Yeah,
They turned on Mattel and Jack Moody at that one show and did some stuff. But they were part of that big Royal or some match where it was like a Royal Rumble-esque match into a whatever, the Fatal 4-Way thing. The Ring of Destiny match, that's what it was.
Okay. Gotcha.
So that was the last time, and I think that was November. Maybe. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it surprised me Mulligan isn't a part of this event, but he'll be there March 23rd, so it'll be fine.
There could be a lot of green that night. Maybe.
We might make it rain.
Pac-Man, you going to this one?
This one I can't make.
Oh, yeah. I'll go
maybe there. Another short green guy will make an appearance.
Go fucking figure.
Oh.
Right. And then, so far, another match that was announced was Shane Hollister taking on Axel Rico. I'm sure more matches will be announced throughout the week. We still have Steve Boz to be in a match.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Rico just win the Midwest title at POW?
Yeah, he did. And I believe he beat Acid Jazz, who's part of the Reckoning, managed by, what's his nuts? Oh, yeah, Chris Hedford.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's weird thinking now that JFW has a small connection to Hedford in a very small way. Unrelated. Hope Dally's doing well. I saw that Rico picked up that title match. So now, because on March 23rd, it was supposed to be, Acid Jazz versus Koa for that title.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's.
Now it's the number one contendership match for that title.
It is.
Card subject to change, folks. But, you know, good for Rico. Dude was out for a hot minute for injury, came back, picked up a victory over Marche Rocket, won a title, you know, against Acid Jazz. It's like he didn't miss a beat. So good for him.
And you know what? There could be another number one contender match, because what if Iniestra loses to Mystic Eight?
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to defend his championship at the Mr. Bill show as well.
Man, that's interesting.
But, yeah, that is the card for CSW over Lake Clover this Friday, March the 15th.
Don't forget your green hats.
Yeah. 9757 Pacific Avenue in Franklin Park, Illinois. Front row sold out. General admission is $25. And special note, my birthday is Wednesday, so you can bring me a cupcake.
Yeah, you hear that? Workhorses, bring the man a cupcake.
Yeah. Or warhorse. You know, bring him like, I don't know, like a scone or something.
Blueberry, preferably.
Definitely blueberry.
Yeah, that's got a lot of antioxidants.
Absolutely, 100%.
Like raspberries.
Yeah.
Beignet.
Yeah, it's really hard to say it without accidentally saying Ben's gay, but.
Well, that's an ointment, I think, that, like, helps soothe your joints, so.
That's true.
But you can't eat it, though. It doesn't have as many antioxidants.
How do you know? Give it a shot.
Just a wild guess.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, Frontline, Pac-Man, what you got?
Wait, do I got Frontline?
Yeah.
No, I thought I did. Well, I got it.
Okay, sure, you got Frontline. I don't care. Somebody, anyone got Frontline?
Me.
Nobody got Frontline. Gotcha. Nobody's got Frontline. Okay. It wasn't on the list of things. I had to go back and look at our list of who's responsible for what, and I saw that Frontline wasn't on it, and I was like, well, one of the fuckers better get it. Because it ain't Travis.
Well, I did get it last time, so.
Solid. Cool. So Frontline is now officially yours. Congratulations.
Well, and I've been going to Steve for the results, too, so.
Solid. Good for Steve. Steve, and thank you for being on last week's show. I appreciate it. Good times.
Yeah, even though he took us over the two-hour mark, but hey.
Oh, fuck yeah, he did. That fucking dude like, I gotta get out of here soon. I gotta eat dinner. I'm gonna get divorced. Blah, 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 blah. And then he just kept on fucking talking. It's like, dude. That's why I'm really excited to have C-Red on. Because it's going to be awesome for him to be on a show and be able to talk about him without being interrupted. Like, I'm really excited for him for that. Love you, Steve. I'm glad that we're able to come together on Freaknet Studios. You know, out of pocket, whatever the fuck that means. I don't fucking know.
No, you have to stay in pocket.
Yeah. In pocket? I don't even know what that fucking means.
Out of pocket. You were just out of pocket by kind of going off on him.
Yeah. He kind of violated the truce slightly, maybe.
That's out of pocket.
You're out of pocket. You're out of pocket. The whole system's out of pocket.
Well, you know, being the owner of Freaknet Studios, you know, I can do shit.
I love Steve. I got nothing against Steve. I'm not saying anything bad. It's just dude kept saying, like, we got to wrap it up. I got to get going. I got to eat dinner. My wife's going to fucking hate me. It's like, cool, let's wrap this up. And he just kept on talking. And I love when Steve talks, when he rambles on and shit like that. I do the same thing, too. I'm rambling about Steve's rambling. It just fucking happens. But don't tell me you got to get going if you're going to sit here and keep talking, brother. It's like, I don't know what to tell you. I kept saying, like, I got 10 minutes to do this. We got 8 minutes to do this. There's 12 minutes left. It's like, well, fuck it now. But I love Steve. And you know what? Wouldn't have it any other way. I'm glad the Power Hour is part of Freaknet Studios. I'm glad we're able to work together. I'm glad he's able to jump on over here. I'm glad I get to be on his show on the 26th, I think it is, whatever the hell that is. Are you going to be on that show, Pac-Man?
That one I will be on.
I prefer you wouldn't be, but whatever.
I'll put some awesome pictures up. I got you.
Thanks.
And then this week's actually Ben McCoy, Bulletproof Ben McCoy from Frontline.
That's true. Yeah. Ooh. So super exciting.
Thanks for that, because I have Frontline.
Yeah, because now he's going to fucking segue into it.
I am. Segues right into Frontline.
Speaking of Frontline.
speaking of Frontline. We got Frontline Pro.
Frontline Pro.
Damn it. Okay. See, I'm getting my inner Kyle coming out. So. My Mount Greenwood trailer park trash accent.
You really watch Batman, and you really look at it, it's just an incredible thing. Well,
It's spot on.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's like Kyle is here.
Yeah,
they don't bring anything. They don't have anything over there. They're not A quality like we are over here. And you know what? They don't know big words. They don't even know. They don't know. And I want to try to help them. Help them bring quality to their show.
Fuck you, dude. Damn it.
That was good. I don't even think I can do that without sneezing.
I'm not going to lie. I was suffocating myself for a little bit, but you got to get the bit in when you can.
All right. So Frontline Pro has a show called Call to Arms. Say, 316, March 16th.
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
There we go.
What?
For context, for those listening, Nubby just displayed a Stone Cold.
Whoa! They don't watch. They don't get to know.
Well, they can go fuck themselves. That's right.
Whoa! They're listening though.
Well, they're all. Then you guys are fine. I retract my saying of go fuck yourself. But if you don't listen, I don't retract it.
That's your.
And how would you? And how would you know that I haven't retracted it? So you don't listen.
It's your VP right here.
I'll do it this way, Pac-Man. If you are just listening, make sure you check out the video for this segment, as you'll see what just happened.
Yeah, yeah. Watch the moments where Pac-Man giggles like a bitch just because I mentioned something about birth and his mother. I'm sorry. Our mother.
Wait, does that make Flash Harris your dad too?
No, because your dad will be my dad.
Okay.
I don't need to go out and find a different father. You know, your father is father enough for me. I don't need to go out and find somebody who's 3 years older than me, which I believe Flash is probably younger than me, to go out and pretend to be his fucking child. No, absolutely.
And besides,
not.
Flash only becomes your dad if you become an LIM member.
Well, yeah, I haven't been offered and there hasn't been a vote on if I was coming in or not. I may just go fucking go be an idolizer at this point.
So, actually, you bring up a very interesting point. Are you going to be there in May?
I don't know. I was asked if I was going to be there in April. I don't fucking know.
If you're going to be there in May, we'll talk. That's a wink. I'm winking because we'll talk.
I'm going to say this right now, and you got an upper hand on it. I'm going to put this out there for both you and the idolizers. Whoever offers me an invitation first, I'm joining them.
Hey, you want to join the LIM?
No, don't count. Don't count. Jeez. No.
That don't counts because count. I was the I. You were offered by the LIM beer drinking champion.
Gotcha.
Who's had 3 successful title defenses to his name.
So wait a minute. You're the beer drinking champion.
I am.
But the beer drinking champion is Sean Danger, who is a member of the LIM. Which title is more important?
That is true.
Mm. That is a good question. I know, because he fucking asked it. See, I knew you were going to say that, Travis.
Well, maybe in April, if I ever get a chance to meet the leader of the Idolizers, and they offer me an invitation to it, I'll hear them out. Because I don't know. Because I have been waiting, and we have been saying it on this show for months, that you're supposed to have a vote on the LIM podcast on if I was supposed to become a member. Now, I believe about 4 or 5 of those shows have come out now, and not one vote has fucking happened. So now I'm starting to think maybe you guys don't really want me to be in the LIM. I know Gabagool likes me. I know he wants me to be in the LIM. But nobody is offering an invitation. Nobody is voting on what to happen.
I literally offer you.
The only reason you offered is because I said either you or the Idolizers, and you'd rather have me in the LIM than be in the Idolizers. So it's not like you really invited me because you want me. You just don't want the Idolizers to have me. And that serves an insult.
Well, let me explain it this way to you, sir, and you can hear me out here.
Sure.
Would you rather be around the better idiot you know or someone you haven't met yet?
Let me meet. Shut up, Freiberg. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was going more for Eric Schultz, but okay.
No, that was totally Freiberg.
Dang it.
Maybe in April, if I make it to Rock and Pro Wrestling, and if I meet the leader of the Idolizers, and I hear her out, I'll hear what she has to say.
Probably be a lot of yelling.
At this point, I want to be wooed. And based on your promo you had with her, she seems like she has the hotter hand right now.
Wait, did you say rude or wooed?
Wooed.
Woo!
There we go. There.
See, I'm trying to woo you.
Man.
I'll help you with your decision right now.
Yeah.
If you join the Idolizers, be prepared to be poked.
Like on Facebook?
No.
Oh.
Think about that one show where I was sitting in the crowd with you.
Oh, and the fucking weirdo in the front row kept touching me?
He's an Idolizer.
Is he an Idolizer?
Yes.
Well, leader of the Idolizer, who I've never met yet, if I join your group, I don't want to be touched, so that's going to have to be part of the agreement. I would say, I wouldn't mind being a member of the LIM. I've come a long way since then, but I haven't been offered, you know, up until this point when I was offered now because I said that maybe I'll join an Idol, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Well, here's the one thing I will say. I do have to defend this title against Danny, but I just maybe sweeten the pot a little bit, if you catch my drift.
I'll challenge you for that title.
Whoever wins, maybe they go for that. But you have to be sworn into LIM in order to get a chance at the LIM Beer Drinking Championship.
Maybe I'll face you for that title. If I win, I'm champion. And if I lose, I'll join your fucking club.
You drive a hard bargain, sir.
Bend the rules a little bit, man. Bend the rules just a little fucking bit. You know, just for once, change it. Maybe I don't need to be an LIM member to defend that title. But I'll outright join you if you beat me. I know you won't, you Sally.
I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, put it. Yeah, take it to a vote in 6 or 9 months or whatever, because I know you won't do it anytime soon.
I'm gonna do it. I'll put it to a vote. I mean, we technically have talked about it.
Yeah.
That we have. Yeah.
I've been challenging you guys for a very long time. I challenged all of you. And all you guys did say is like, oh, I could beat them. But no one's ever done it. No one's ever made the plan. I offered to meet you at any bar and we'll fucking drink until we all die. It hasn't happened yet. We'll go karaoke one day. We'll defend that title and do some karaoke. I got some fucking songs right I want to sing out loud. Gives a shit, yeah. A couple Elvises. Fuck yeah, some country music, yeah. Yeah, put the title on the line, bro. And who knows? Like I said, I win, I become champ. I lose, I'll join the LIM.
Well, maybe I'll make that decision on the Four Mother Box Live podcast. Ooh,
yeah, you know, this could be brought up on the Four Mother Box. Frontline Pros this Saturday, though, Nubby.
That it is. Yes.
Called then, to Arms.
Called to Arms.
On 316 Day.
What?
Oh. What?
316 Day.
What?
316 Day. Oh. What? Oh, damn it. I fell for it again.
Boom.
Oh, that's hell yeah.
At the Oak Ave Community Center, 201 South Oak Ave in Marshfield, Wisconsin. And it's the 6th anniversary.
Good for them. That's awesome.
General admission tickets are $15. $10 for vets and kids 8 and under. Handing out those discounts. Yeah. All right, for the front right, front, my name is Kyle and I can't talk.
You need to enunciate better. You need to enunciate if you really want to bring quality to a podcast.
For the Frontline Pro World title, Michael Wayne with Stryker taking on Shaq Jordan. We got for the Frontline Pro Tag titles, Windy City Devils versus the Bro Bros. Champions, of course. Ben McCoy will be taking on Michael Jarrick. In a tag team match, we got Brock Hall and ACR versus Ben Evanson and EJ Swanson. Quinn Whittick taking on Muggsy James. In another tag team match, we got Kid Lat and the Big Guy versus Pestilence. Then Kota Jacobs takes on Adonis Allen. And then for the Disco Ray Show, the special guest is Hot Rod Daddy Andy. And that is Frontline Pro Call to Arms.
Dude, I don't know if this is going to sound like negative or come off wrong. For a company like Wrestle League that I never fucking heard of, they fill up every match card in, like, 4 different fucking places.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. It's awesome. I just keep thinking, I was like, how the fuck have I never heard of Wrestle League until you came on and we started talking about it? But they're at Rocket Pro Wrestling, IPW, Frontline up in Wisconsin. They have their own Wrestle League shows in Chicago. I'm assuming they're probably going to end up being at the, what's the new show in Elmwood? Rabid Pro Wrestling?
Rabid Wrestling Entertainment? Rabid,
yeah, I'm sure they're going to be there too. It's fucking fantastic.
And the crazy thing is, they've been doing this for a long time. Yeah. Wrestle League, under a different name, just Pro Wrestling. They were doing the same thing, going all over the place. Crash Tested, they were at. Shogun, who was a trainer there then too, was at Blitz, and I'm sure he was bringing his students there. So,
gotcha. Well, dude, and
it's a long time.
Yeah, and they have a lot of fucking cool people like that come out of there. Quinn Whittick, obviously, probably being the most popular and arguably probably the most talented guy coming out of there. Muggsy James is coming out of there. The Bro Bros. I mean, those are my 3 favorite out of there. Nothing against Hot Rod. He's probably maybe 4 or 5, but Quinn, Muggsy, and the Bro Bros are probably my favorite coming out of Wrestle League. And I'm sure there's a lot more. Shaq Jordan, is he Wrestle League?
Shaq Jordan.
So Shaq Jordan's up there too. So those are probably my top 5 is the Bro Bros, Muggsy, Quinn, and Shaq. And everyone else who comes out of there too. I think Disco Ray is.
Yep.
IPW dudes, I know there's guys coming out of there, I just can't think of their names right now.
Joey Dalton.
Is he fucking A? Dude, he's got
some
sick. I
believe so, yes.
Yeah, fucking, Wrestle League is the reason why Midwest Wrestling is becoming so much better as time goes on. Guys like Shaq Jordan and Quinn, we're not putting out incredible fucking matches, you know, Rock and Pro Wrestling consistently, showing up at IPW and either reffing or wrestling and, dude, fucking fantastic. Good for that, man. Absolutely fantastic.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But again, that is Frontline Pro, Call to Arms, Saturday 3/16, because I felt like saying that.
What?
Oak Ave Community Center, 201 South Oak Ave in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
And that's the bottom line.
Not yet.
Oh.
General admission tickets are $15 and $10 for vets and kids 8 and under. Sixth anniversary show.
And that's the bottom line. I jumped ahead of it. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
That is definitely fine.
Yeah. Anything else wrestling related we got to talk about?
Who's playing 2K24?
I am.
I am too, and I'm kind of mad at the GM mode. The fact that you got to pay to scout.
Oh, that is such a stupid thing. I don't like that.
And then you still have to pay their contracts to get them.
Scout like what? NXT guys or everybody?
Like anybody. Legends, icons. But you have to pay to scout them, and they only give you a select few, and then you got to pay the amount they want. Well, actually, you can negotiate numbers now, but I liked having where it was everyone showed up, and then you could just pick who you want and pay. I mean, I like the negotiating part. That's cool. Yeah. Why not? But just you have to pay here and then pay that. It's like, fuck, I'm like losing money.
I had to decide between MLB The Show and WWE 2K24, and I'm going to go with MLB The Show. So I may get I may get 2K24 down the line, but dude, I don't think I've owned a wrestling video game probably since like 2K17 or some shit. It's just, I play them and then like I do the storyline, but then as soon as the storyline's done, I'm just kind of, I have enough of it. You know, it's just like, it's not like, back in the day when like I would play like with my buddies and shit on it, and we'd like have tag matches and singles matches and all that shit. You know, since everyone's like grown up and moved out and I don't play online with people and shit, it's just like, who are your selections for the GM mode?
Shit. Stephanie McMahon, Adam Pearce, Ted DiBiase, who is new to it, Eric Bischoff,
Heyman.
Heyman, that's new as well.
What about Nick Aldis?
No.
Not yet.
No.
William He's Regal? Not even in the game.
Regal, William, yes. Regal, Regal's back in the game.
Sonya Deville, again.
What about Robot Rock's daughter, Ava?
No.
Ava's not in the game.
Oh, damn.
Who knows if she'll even be in the game yet? Because I saw the season pass flyer. Mm-hmm. I saw that CM Punk was on it, so maybe he'll be in the game.
Yeah, I saw some of Pac-Man's pictures you posted about the creative characters and everything. And you know, you ever think about making them true to life instead of making fucking Baba Ghoul fucking 6'4", jacked out of his fucking mind?
So I did make them true to life. I did ask at the last LIM meeting what everybody's height was so I can make it accurate.
Yeah, is so there a PX in there?
There is a PX.
Are you 5'4"?
I am 5'4". It is all in the works. I have more on the way. I made pretty much everybody. I just have to make some tweaks. But for anybody that's listening that wants to play as the LIM and have the LIM championship, because I did make that belt for 2K24, I will keep you all posted when I share those, and they will be all shared in a batch.
Did they have a QR code last year to where you can just scan it and then do your own?
Yes, they've had that for a few years.
I must have not paid attention to that, because now I finally stumbled onto it, and now I can do my own shit.
So I got to ask some people, because I want to get my, like, the design of the tights that I wore at Christmas Chaos into the game, and I do not know how to work that feature to get that texture on both sides, so I'm going to be consulting with people. People, if you want to, if you can help me with that, I'll gladly just message me.
Is it the same, like, same design on each leg?
It is the same design on each leg, but the back is obviously different.
All you gotta do is just take a picture. You might have to do separate pictures, but you can take a picture of the one leg and you can just copy it. Just upload to the image twice. And then for the back, just take a separate picture. And then it's mostly black tights anyway, right?
It's like black and white. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not hard to do. Not hard to find. So it's easy. I'm just having a hard time with the face.
Oh, the face. Yeah, that's a pain in the ass. I've gotten lucky with a few. I will say Simps was the hardest face to design out of everybody.
You mean the guy in the black mask?
So tricky. I just had to get his likeness down.
You're an idiot.
Better idiot.
Unrelated, but I guess kind of related. And I know it's weird to talk about since we're not on the regular show. We're over here. But did you guys see that Brock Lesnar's back on the active roster showing up on WWE.com?
I heard that. I heard that.
Right? For now, I wonder if he's off the hook.
I don't know. It's definitely.
Well, he's in the game. He is in the game. So is Vince.
Is Vince in it? Ah, that's gross.
You are able to. I think someone was like got into the game files and like downloaded them to community creation. So Brock actually comes out to his theme, but I don't think Vince comes out to No Chance in Hell.
Yeah.
Well, they're in the game though. You just got to play the showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get them. But he comes out as Mr. McMahon, so maybe they won't have to worry about the name Vince.
Yeah.
And I'm not, okay, so since we're on the topic a little bit, I get it. Shit went down and bad.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
That was a shitty situation, wasn't it?
It's not great. It's shitty. It's a shitty situation. Yeah.
Shit situation.
It's despicable. It's heinous. Vince McMahon deserves to be punched in the face and thrown in jail, whatever. If he's found guilty, whatever the fuck. Whatever the situation is, I stopped reading on it because it's just mind-boggling.
Right.
But
I say somebody kicked the shit out of him, but he's probably fucking empty.
But you can't honestly erase them from
dumb.
That. It's fine for shows. You can, like, blur his face, change the voice, whatever. But they were part of stories, and if you want to know what happened back then, you can't just take them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't erase them. Again, he deserves what he gets, and that's probably probed in the ass and shit on himself. That's fine. I don't know what happened with Brock Lesnar, if he's obviously in the clear now. If they brought him back on the website or whatnot, so we'll see.
Yeah.
But to completely erase them, I don't think you can
No. Do
that without really fucking everything up.
Though I did hear a rumor, too, that UFC was thinking about getting him for a showcase at UFC 300. And when you think about it, UFC and WWE are under the same parent company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck is it? TKO.
TKO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So next week, we're going to have the results for Frontline. We'll have the results for CSW. We'll probably recap the Mr. Bill Classic next week, but I am doing a separate show this week about it. The whole show's going to be based on the Bill show as well. But we'll probably recap some of the big matches and stuff. And I'm going to try to finalize High Voltage. If I don't, then we'll cover it Monday. I don't know any other shows that are happening. Is IPW next Sunday?
Yep.
It is, yes.
24th? Okay, so we'll match card IPW for the 24th. And, I don't know. If I don't talk to you guys, if I don't see you guys have a happy St. Paddy's Day this coming weekend. You guys enjoy CSW, and if you go to Frontline, have fun at Frontline. Anything else? You guys good?
I'm good.
I'm good. I have a cool hat.
Okay. Guys, again, there's going to be a bunch of SCW shows, or no, sorry, not SCW, JFW shows coming out over the next couple weeks. Again, I'm going to interview C Red. I'm going to interview the bookers of the Mr. Bill show. I'm going to have Ivan Manson on this coming April. Make sure you're subscribed to the Four Mother Box wherever you watch podcasts or listen to podcasts. I know it says something about video content, so I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not. But we will be on the Four Mother Box on a live episode on March 22nd, so make sure you go over there and show your support for JFW. Again, if you're watching the video, check out the amazing shirt that Pac-Man's wearing. The Nubby Pac-Man 2024 shirt is available over at tpublic.com. The Travis C. Dizzle J shirt is also available, except ours is blue, theirs is red. Buy yours, show your support for either side, and we will do a vote in November. And maybe I'll talk to Steve, I'll find something out, if we could all collab together. Maybe we'll do some kind of like, what the hell's the word?
Debate.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah!
Also, I think it's planned. I'm not quite sure if it's finalized or not, but, the next time me and Dizzle J are together is going to be for WrestleMania weekend. We're doing that actually next Saturday, so a week before WrestleMania, and I believe you guys are going to be there with us. Is that correct?
I'll be on.
Okay.
Cool. Maybe.
Nubby maybe, so. Yeah, so a lot of shit happening over at JFW, so, make sure you are listening to us on either iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, you know, wherever. Search JFW Podcast. You can watch the videos on YouTube. Make sure you are subscribing, because as I mentioned, the interviews I'm doing with these guys are going to be exclusive to YouTube. So, subscribe, hit the notification bell, follow us there. I really want to build up those numbers. And like I said with, Dizzle J a couple weeks ago. If we get to a certain point on there, maybe we'll do some comic giveaways. You know, thanks to Card Comics for being a sponsor. So maybe we'll do some comic giveaways. I know they got some WWE comics that they have that we could probably offer off as some kind of like, you know, raffle or some shit. So follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at JFW Podcast. And again, make sure you check out the Power Hour Tuesday night where they're going to have who from Frontline?
Bulletproof Ben McCoy.
Bulletproof Ben McCoy. Cool. Guys, that's all I got.
I believe we can.
Ring the bell on this episode.
Perfect. As always, I am Travis C.
And I am Nubby, the Amazing Turtle, Cowabunga.
And I am the LIM Champion and the Idol Killer, Pac-Man. Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you.
And thank you for listening to another episode of Just Freakin' Wrestling. The JFW Podcast.